Good morning here, Mia Hamm in Hour 1. And we're joined now by television star, movie star, and dad of five, Chris O'Donnell, who joins us here in the attack. Good morning, Chris. Bob Black, Joe Spano, nice to have you.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
You're part of the PlayPositive.com pledge, and you know the program itself, sponsored by Liberty Mutual. You're a dad of five, and you've seen the lack of teamwork, the lack of sportsmanship, and it got you involved. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's interesting. Liberty Mutual Insurance recently did a survey, and they found that over half the people surveyed felt that sportsmanship in youth sports has declined since they were kids themselves. And, you know, that's a little frustrating when you think of how important that is in youth sports. I mean, it's really part of why we have our kids play sports is to teach them about good sportsmanship and what it means to respect the rules and be a good teammate and support everybody. So they have created this Play Positive Pledge on their website, playpositive.com. And what they're encouraging people to do is get this conversation going, take the pledge, sign up your school team or your youth organization, sign them up on the website, get your community involved, and the groups that click on it the most times will be given $2,500 donations that they can use to buy equipment or offset expenses that they have for the year. So it's a terrific offer they've made, but really it's to get the conversation going about how important it is to teach kids about you know, what it means to be a good sport and good sportsmanship.
You know, I'm going to make more of a statement than ask a question, and I'll let you respond to this, because I find in 2014 that there's a real dichotomy, and it's real ironic in many ways how youth sports works now. You know, we've gone so far in the direction of of giving out participation trophies and things of that nature that we don't actually recognize excellence within youth sports, which, you know, I don't think necessarily is a good thing, because as you move along in life, you need to excel in order to succeed. But then at the same time, we've seen the decline in sportsmanship. I think it's a very interesting dichotomy there, because back when I played youth sports, they did a good job of, you know, preaching sportsmanship, and you learned about sportsmanship and being a good teammate, but you also had a competitive drive to be the best that you could. Now, it's just about participating without rewarding excellence, yet the sportsmanship is declined. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think it's two different conversations. I understand what you're saying. I mean, I think it's ridiculous, too, when, you know, every kid gets a trophy just for being on the team. I remember when I was in fourth grade and we played intramural football, I still remember who got, you know, Rookie of the Year, and that was such a big deal, and one kid got the trophy, and everybody wanted that. But I also remember the lessons that were taught to me by, you know, our coach, Coach Sullivan, that year. And I was the littlest kid on the team. There was no chance I was going to win the award, but he made me feel like I was such a part of the team, and just taught me so many lessons about what it meant to participate, to support your team, to have show respect for the rules of the game, for the coaches and the referees. And I agree with you on the one part that I don't like it either when I see, you know, every single kid. My kids have got shelves full of trophies as if I've got, you know, the next, you know, Walter Payton growing up in my house, which is not the case. But at the same time, there has been a decline, and I think that we see in sportsmanship. I think, you know, unfortunately, there's not great examples on television with professional sports these days. And I think such a big part of youth sports is teaching kids the important values of good sportsmanship at a young age.
Chris O'Donnell joining us here in the attack. You know, Chris, to piggyback that a little bit, though, I also think that's part of the projection of the adults onto the kids. You know, they talk about, you made the statement in the beginning about the kids' parents saying that sportsmanship wasn't as good as when they were kids. You know, part of that is the parents. When you have parents cursing in the stands and you have parents projecting their own stuff.
You got a couple different things I think you see happening. One of them is, everyone is just, everything can be too precious. You know, sometimes parents want to coddle kids a little bit too much. I understand that. I think what's important is you got to let your kids grow up and be a part of, you know, whatever their team sport is. But, you know, there are a lot of times it's not just the kids, it's the parents. And there are certain things. I mean, how many times you go to a game and the parents are just chewing out the refs and making a fool out of themselves? And what example does that send to the kids? Not to mention, you know, the other thing that drives me crazy about you see in sports now is these kids getting so specialized at such a young age. It takes away from what it's all about. You've got kids that parents want their kids at age 8 to start specializing. Well, he's going to be a wide receiver, and we've got a wide receiver coach that he's working with. to me, that is just so crazy, and it goes beyond what's really important about youth sports. I think it's good to expose your kids to as many sports as possible, and I think that, you know, it's about setting good examples for the kids because they're going to get exposed to the wrong stuff as they get older. But there's so many lessons, and this playpositive.com website, they have experts that give great advice for anybody that's coaching or refereeing in youth sports. I've done it myself. I've got five kids, and there's so many situations that come up with an unruly parent or a situation with a kid, and you don't exactly know the best way to handle it. So this website is really helpful in that respect as well.
You know, and that's interesting. You're really seeing less and less qualified people get into the coaching aspect of youth sports, and
well,
that's a dangerous trend as well.
It's hard to get people to volunteer
well.
A lot, you know?
Yeah, no, it's true. You know, let's talk about you for a couple of seconds here. You know, you're still doing your television series. What new projects do you have on the horizon? Because we only have you for about another 90 seconds.
I'm full-time on NCIS Los Angeles. We're moving to a new night. We're starting our sixth season this year. We're moving to Monday night to 10 o'clock. I love it. It is all-consuming. I spend 10 months a year filming the show, and with five kids at home, those other 2 months are spent with my family. So it's really the focus of what I'm doing. And after, I don't know, 25 years of doing this, I couldn't be happier. I love the people I'm working with. I love the character I'm playing. And it's a benefit to me that I'm filming in Los Angeles because I am home to go to my kids' sporting events on the weekends and occasionally sneak out of work early and get to a game, which makes it all really worth it.
You ready to steal an NFL franchise from someplace so you can actually have football in Los Angeles?
You know, it's funny. I love that there's no franchise here because I'm a Bears fan. My kids are Bears fans, and I don't have any competition. There's no sports team here to try and take away their allegiance.
Well, tough day on Sunday. Upset by the Buffalo Bills. It's one of 16. It's early. I wouldn't get too discouraged.
Cutler is tough to root for, I got to tell you, as a Bear fan. But we'll see. He's got a lot of talent, but we'll see.
All righty. Chris, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. We're going to let you get on to the next one, keep you on schedule. It really was a pleasure. Going out the door, if you want to pop the website again where people can find out more about the Play Positive Pledge.
PlayPositive.com. It's set up by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Take the pledge. Get your school and your team involved.
Thanks for the 411, Chris. This was truly a pleasure. Welcome back anytime.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. That was Chris O'Donnell joining us here
on the run.
Well, hey, we did it. We're right on schedule. Well, you know, keep tight, keep go. They make the next phone call. They're on their way.
That's it.
More should learn from us.
1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. We got about a minute left in this segment, Joe. And, he's right. And you know, you can go down to any field in any sport, check out any parent, and unfortunately, there's more and more of them each year that are just so far out of control, and they're projecting their frustrations as never made it big as an athlete onto their kids. And he talked about wide receiver coaches for 8-year-olds and things along those lines, and it's prevalent.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
The living through your kids issue is very, very rampant. Those that didn't succeed trying to live vicariously through their children, we see a ton of that. And a lot of times it's very, very counterproductive. You know, but I think the culture in youth sports is all out of whack.
Yeah, sure.
And
it is.
I mentioned it with, you know, you have this intense competitiveness of the parents and it, you know, trickles down to the children. But yet at the same time, you go to the awards and everybody gets a trophy.
Well, you know what it is, too. And you
and
know
by
what
the way,
you
there's
know what
no participation trophy in life. So by doing this with these 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds, you're really setting a bad example, and they're ill-prepared for life. And isn't this supposed to prepare you for life? It's not doing a good job.
That's where part of the problem comes in, is because you have these guys who do have kids who are very good athletes, and they get frustrated with the participation aspect of it, and they spill that onto the field where their kids are playing. It's a bad thing.
It really is. Something's got to be done to address some of these issues. Let's take a quick break. We'll jump back into the NFL Week 1 Sunday that was right after this.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
Yeah, it is, man.